It's on the panhandle, down in the Panama City area.
Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes this evening, Mr. Whitehouse?
There are no changes to the agenda, thank you.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moving second to approve the agenda as presented and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 24 and October 8, 2020 meetings.
We had picked up on a minor typo on one of the documents, so that would be as revised.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as revived.
Second.
Moving second to approve the minutes as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, other business. Looks like we have about a half a dozen other business items this evening. The first one being Beech Tree Preserve Subdivision, Subdivision 2018-04, Final Subdivision and Landscape Plans.
These are final subdivision and landscape plans for a cluster subdivision of 155 single-family lots from a 77.79-acre parcel of land accessed and from and lying on the north side of Robinsonville Road, that's Sussex County Route 277, and on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24, with associated open space and site improvements. At the Commission's meeting of Thursday, June 14th of 2018, the Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 49.00, and staff would note it's part of that parcel. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision and landscape plan for Beech Tree Preserve Subdivision 2018-04.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve Beech Tree Preserve Subdivision 2018-04, Final Subdivision and Landscape Plans as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Friendship Hall. This is site plan number 18-89 and conditional use number 2142, formerly known as Orr Property. Final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the creation of 133 condominium units on a 47.71-acre parcel of land. The property is located on the side of Central Avenue, Sussex County Road 84. At their meeting of Tuesday, November 13, 2018, County Council approved the conditional use, CU 2142, to accommodate the use of the townhomes on the parcel, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2612. Furthermore, at their meeting of Thursday, January 10, 2019, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 39.00. The zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I make a motion to approve the final site plan for Friendship Hall, S-18-89, and conditional use 2142.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Friendship Hall site plan 18-89 and conditional use 2142, formerly known as the Orr Property, as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is WMF Power Sports LLC site plan 20-09, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for a proposed 2,200 square foot pole building for boat repairs and other site improvements on a 0.471-acre plus or minus parcel. At their meeting of Thursday, March 26, 2020, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan contingent upon the final site plan being revised to show interconnectivity with the adjoining parcel along with any changes to parking as needed. The applicant is requesting a waiver from the interconnectivity requirement for commercial uses and has submitted a letter noting existing site constraints. The site is located at 32665 Oak Orchard Road. The final site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. If approved, the applicant has indicated that a lot consolidation plan to combine the lots will be submitted prior to any stamping of final plans. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 34.08, Parcel 54, and District 234, Map 34.08, Parcel 63.00. The zoning is C1 General Commercial and GR General Residential Zoning Districts, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any comments? Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final site plan for WMF Power Sports LLC S20-07.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve WMF Power Sports LLC site plan 20-07 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Carried. The motion carries 3-1. Our next item is Hang 10 LLC, Diego's Hideaway, revised site plan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before Nick introduces this item, I just wanted to note that staff had actually picked up on the site plan that either a revision or a variance would be required to the site plan in terms of the rear setback. And I'm bringing the structure up on the screen. As Mr. Torrance can confirm, the applicant has confirmed that there will be a revision to this drawing. So I was going to suggest that Mr. Torrance introduce it, but as currently shown on the drawing, it would need a variance. So the applicant has indicated this evening that they will come back with a revision to the drawing the commission has in their packets. So. Okay.
So this is a revised site plan for an additional outdoor seating, two storage sheds, and other site improvements for Diego's Hideaway Bar and Nightclub. The parcels are located on the southwest side of the intersection of Rehoboth Avenue Extension, Route 1A, and Atlantic Avenue. The Planning and Zoning Department approved a temporary outdoor seating area application that is valid until March 31st, 2021 under the Governor of Delaware's current declaration. The applicant is seeking approval to keep and expand their outdoor seating areas permanently. There is a shared parking agreement between the applicant and the adjacent property owners of Crystal Restaurant. The revised site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcels are District 334, Map 13.20, parcels 81.00, 95.01, 96.00, 97.00, and 98.00. The zoning is C1 General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So, Mr. Robertson, what's the...
I think on this one, you probably shouldn't take any action until they come back in with a site plan that's going to be changed.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, too. I'm thinking we just want to table it until we receive the revised site plan.
Sure.
Chairman, I make a motion we defer until we receive the revised site plan.
Second.
Moving second to defer action on Hang 10 LLC, Diego's Hideaway, revised site plan until such time as a revised site plan is received. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Brent and Lisa Hershey, site plan 20-36, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed storage facility with outdoor storage located at 14356 Broadkill Road, Route 16. At their meeting of Tuesday, November 11, 2019, the Sussex County Council approved conditional use 2183, subject to six conditions. At their meeting of Monday, January 27, 2014, the Board of Adjustment approved variances for existing structures which are used for the existing hog farm. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 26.07. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Make a motion that we approve the preliminary site plan for Brent and Lisa Hershey, S-20-36, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Brent and Lisa Hershey site plan 20-36 as a preliminary, with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Springtown Farms subdivision 2007-43, request to revise conditions of approval.
This is a request to revise the conditions of approval for the Springtown Farms subdivision 2007-43, which is a standard subdivision comprised of 41 single family lots. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of Thursday, June 26, 2014. Specifically, the applicant is requesting to remove condition L, which states, quote, "There shall be a walking path throughout the subdivision along the rear of all lots," end quote, and condition O, which states, quote, "A location for a picnic area, tot lot, and supporting benches shall be shown on the final site plan," end quote. The applicant also would request that the plan be amended to remove the proposed lighting at the end, at the cul-de-sac ends of Asher Court and Marley Court, since there is already adequate lighting installed throughout the subdivision. The applicant has submitted documentation that demonstrates well over 51%, that's 83%, of current property owners' consent to the requested changes. The tax parcels are District 334, Map 10, Parcel 67, and District 334, Map 10, Parcel 279. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Do we know when this originally came through? It's like 2007. I was trying to go back and figure it out.
It probably was not heard in 2007. I can get you the exact date.
I'm assuming that's why it's 2007-43.
Yeah, it would have been probably 2009 maybe at that point.
Okay.
We were at the tail end of everything starting to trail off.
Okay. My the reason is because I know there was a time when people were built, you know, they were building, and I'm just wondering why this wasn't set up with the walking path and the tot lot earlier on than this. That we've gotten to the point that it's finished and then they're like, "Oh yeah, by the way, we were supposed to have a walking path and a tot lot. We didn't do that." And everybody's like, "Well, we don't want it now." But it should have been there when they came in.
It did go through commission in June of 2014 for final, so there were some years between preliminary and final. I know that doesn't answer your question, but...
But this was before, but I mean, now I'm assuming, I mean...
Ms. Stevens,
we look out.
Ms. Stevenson, may I make a comment?
Yeah.
In the letter stated from the Springtown Farms Homeowners Association, there are two reasons for the request. One of the reasons is, quote, "Many calls to the police for trespassing and vandalism by non-residents, and it is their position that once constructed, these additional amenities will require significant costs for maintenance."
No, I understand. I read through the whole package.
Okay. All right.
No, I appreciate. Sure. But it's just one of those things. It's like it sounds like the walking path is not there, and it was that they were worried that this would happen, not
yes.
that it has happened. And I'm just kind of.
Well, I can say that probably that was on the cusp of when the county was really starting to look at bonding and also focusing in on inspections a little stronger, I guess I would say, right around that point. Since then, you know, we've required all those amenities to be bonded, and there's, I guess, more checks and balances to make sure things aren't getting built.
Right. This neighborhood doesn't have sidewalks either, does it?
I don't believe so. And the thing is with that walking path, the way that sounds, and I don't remember specifically, and I didn't go back and research, but that's this kind of thing that sounds like it was proffered by an applicant, not so much required by the commission. You know, in other words, they said they would do it, so that's the reason it made its way in as a condition.
Right, and it's just that now we're asking for sidewalks, and they probably said, "We'll put this walking path in. We don't need sidewalks." So, I mean, I'm fine. I am making a big fuss, but I am going to recommend that we approve this, but I just wanted to make sure we have things in place so that we're not coming up with this again and again with, "Oh yeah, we were supposed to do all this stuff, we didn't do it."
Right.
Can we, let's stop.
Yeah. So. And I would say too, just, you know, this was one of those back in 2007 when it got, or whenever it got preliminary, there wasn't the push for sidewalks because they said it was a standard subdivision. It wasn't a clustered subdivision. So that at that time, the commission too was looking at not requiring subdivisions on those larger lot subdivisions or sidewalks on those larger lot subdivisions.
Right. Okay.
Just a question. Is it 83% of the
I thought 53.
I thought you said 83.
No, 83%. They had votes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I misunderstood him.
Yes.
You said more than 53% that, up to
that 80. Well over 51% of current property owners consent. So the total percentage is 83% of current property
sorry.
Owners.
How many lots are, is development sold out?
I'm not sure. Jamie, are you
we
aware?
We can have a look on the aerial photo to see, because we have up to date aerial photos to see what is built.
Because the question...
There's someone here that I think has an answer to the question. Let me advise everyone, this is not a public hearing. I am going to ask this gentleman one question. He's going to answer it, and he's going to sit down. Can you answer that question, sir? If you would come up here and give us your name. Yeah, you got to do the whole nine if you're going to talk.
Looks pretty built out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, your picture seems pretty obvious. The question is the development built out?
It's built out, yes, all 41 homes.
Okay, and your name is?
Stephen Fazy.
Okay, thank you, sir.
One of the owners there.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, so it's built out. We've got, sounds like, where did I get the 83% from?
They said it.
Did I dream it?
No, okay. The applicant has submitted documentation demonstrates that well over 51% of current property owners consent. And there was a form where they had filled, everybody signed and written their addresses.
Yes. Okay, so there are some that did not, apparently.
Yes.
And my issue always is, did those people buy their property with the expectation that they were going to get these things? So that's why these issues are important, okay? Now, I'm not going to stand in opposition to this, but this is why it's important for us to get this right in the beginning. And this is a great example of how we were not doing as good a job as we are now. I think if this were happening today on a plan that we approved today, we won't see this kind of stuff. We really shouldn't. I think our controls are much better now than they were. I'm not going to stand in the way of this, but this is the critical thing. If people have paid their money relying on what's on that plan, they're relying on us to make what's on that plan happen. So I'm just going to leave it at that. So
I'm preach it. I'm with you. Anyway, but that being said, I will make a motion to approve the request to revise the conditions of approval for Springtown Farm Subdivision 2007-43 with my apologies to the people who are sitting around waiting for their top lot. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the Springtown Farm Subdivision 2007-43 request to revise conditions of approval as requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. 2237 Samuel C. Warrington II. This was on our previous